dharmacharis, then dharmacharinis. In the course of the last few months, I have been thinking quite a bit about this 25th anniversary of ours. And of course, yesterday, I too was one of those who saw, who had the great pleasure of seeing Surya Prabha's excellent film about our very early days, which brought back all sorts of memories. And of course, which sometimes made me smile and also even laugh. But on the whole, the film, I thought, gave a very faithful picture, a very faithful image, a very faithful series of images about what it was like in the FWO, in the WBO, when the WBO did come into existence 25 years ago. So yes, I was thinking in the course of the last few months quite a bit about this 25th anniversary of ours. And I did rather want to produce a somewhat substantial paper, but I haven't done that. Or rather, perhaps I should say, I've done it, but I haven't done it. Or rather, I haven't done it, but I have done it, if you see what I mean. Because I have produced a paper, but I'm not going to read it this morning. I finished it about, well, nearly a month ago, but it hasn't been possible to have it printed in time for this gathering. So what I thought would be best would be to wait until the order convention, have it printed and available then. And in the meantime, I shall share with you just a few, well, I was going to say thoughts, but it's really a few points. Reference has already been made to the talk I gave at Guhyaloka, I think it was 5 years ago, when I spoke on 15 points for new and old order members. So this morning I'm reversing the title, because I'm going to speak on 15 points for new, 15 points for old and new order members. As a matter of fact, when I started thinking about giving this talk, I did jot down about 40 points. I probably could have gone on jotting down more points, but I thought, well, no, 40 points all at once is really far too many. It's far too much, even for members of the Western Buddhist Order, because we do have of course, our three refuges and our 10 precepts. And in India, we have our 22 vows as well. We mustn't forget those. And we have our 10 pillars of the... the 10 pillars. And we have the 5 pillars of the FWPO. So we can't have too many of these lists. And in any case, 40 would be quite a large number of almost anything. Okay? So I decided to cut it down to 15 points for old and new order members. I've selected what I felt at the time were, if not necessarily the most important abstractly, but certainly perhaps the most relevant, at least for most order members. So this is what I'm going to do this morning. It's not a proper lecture. I'm afraid Bunce's lecturing days are past. I think I was at my peak as regards giving lectures between 20 and 30 years ago. I'm afraid that's just unfortunate for those of you who came along afterwards, but some of those talks are on tape. I feel, as I've said, my lecturing days are past. So this isn't a lecture. Don't expect anything very spectacular. There aren't going to be any verbal pyrotechnics or anything of that sort. It's just a few points, 15 points, jotted down by Bhante and just presented to you in a quite plain and straightforward sort of way. Nothing more than that. So I mention this just so that no one's disappointed and no one says afterwards, well, Bhante's not quite up to form this morning. But I did hear remarks of that sort on a fairly recent visit to India. It wasn't the last one. I think it was the one before that, because after I'd given my little series of talks, it was reported to me that some of our Indian order member friends had said they're not quite so good as the lectures Bhante used to give. So when I heard this, I was quite pleased. I was quite pleased because I thought, well, they do know the difference between a good and a really good lecture. And this reminds me of a story. This isn't in my notes, but never mind. It reminds me of a story I heard about a famous prima donna. Do you all know what a prima donna is? Huh? Anyway, this famous prima donna had been singing in her current opera, and she got tumultuous applause at the end, you know, and 20, 30 bouquets and all the rest of it. Well, just like I used to get in India. And so people asked her afterwards, well, of course you must be very pleased. So she says, no, I'm not. And they asked why. She said, I got the same applause, yes, but I wasn't quite so good tonight, actually. So what she meant was that the audience couldn't really appreciate her. They didn't know the difference when she wasn't quite on form and when she was. Anyway, that's in passing. I'm not saying I'm not quite on form this morning, but yes, it's not going to be a real lecture. It's just going to be a series of points.